This is Performance Iowa. We're coming to you live from Iowa Public Radio Studio One on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. Good afternoon. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and you just heard the founder and artistic director of the Heartland Marimba Festival, Dr. Matthew Colley, giving us a cheerful rendition of Frosty the Snowman. And thank you so much, Matthew.
Thanks, Jacqueline. It's great to be here.
Matthew has been sharing his holiday spectacular concert all across the state. He's already performed at the Figge Art Museum in Davenport, the Waterloo Center for the Arts, and the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. And he has a couple of holiday shows ahead, this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Dubuque Museum of Art, and a week from today, Monday, December 12th, at the Cedar Rapids Public Library at 6 p.m. Well, Matthew, tell us a little bit about yourself. You got your bachelor's at North Texas State, and then you went on?
Yes. I started with a Bachelor of Music degree at the University of North Texas, and then moved to Chicago and studied at Northwestern University for my master's. Took some time off and did a lot of freelancing and performing and teaching in Chicago, and then went back and did my doctorate at Northwestern.
So how did you get to Iowa?
Well, in 2009, as I was finishing up my coursework for my doctorate, I got a job teaching in the music department at Iowa State University in Ames. So in the fall of 2009, it was a very quick transition. I think July 15th, I got the job, and I was planning to be in Chicago the whole next year, and then August 15th, I moved to Iowa to start the semester.
Well, that's a great move. And when did you start the Heartland Marimba Festival?
That started in 2014. I had already finished my doctorate, and I wanted to get that out of the way. That tends to take up a lot of brain space when you're finishing up a doctorate. So I wanted to get that done, and then I always knew I wanted to do some kind of summer festival for the marimba to bring students to campus where I was teaching and just to have a summer outlet for concerts. And so 2014, I started it. And at that time, it was just a five-day festival, camp, and series of concerts in Ames, Iowa. And it all went so well, and I think the energy from that, it's now grown to be much more than that, and the Heartland Marimba Festival is just a term for the many, many activities that we have going on. So it's kind of an umbrella organization for a lot of different things.
Well, tell us about the next work you're going to play for us.
So I'm going to do an arrangement of Joy to the World, and this comes from a book of Yuletide marimba pieces, marimba arrangements, by Nathan Daughtry, and he's also a percussionist, a really great marimba player. And so he did this arrangement, and I've added a little bit of my own flavor to it with some of the bells that you heard in Frosty and some cymbals and glass wind chimes. So this is Joy to the World. Thank you.
Matthew Cawley, founder and artistic director of the Heartland Marimba Festival, giving us a bit of traditional holiday fun with an untraditional twist there. Thank you, Matthew. That was beautiful. Joy to the world.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Now, you have just, or the Heartland Marimba Festival has just released a CD, and it's called Marimba Dances. And you have several works of your own on there. You appear as a performer and a soloist and an arranger. Tell us about this disc and what's on it.
Yes, so we just released a CD in October called Heartland Marimba Dances, and if the idea was to feature the students of our academy in the summer, and it's always a very important part of our academy to really focus on recording and the process of recording. Because we always look at kind of the academy as an important tool in career development for the students. So with the modern age and digital technology and what it is in music, we really think it's important that the students learn a lot about recording. And so every summer we do several sessions of recording and editing. The students get to sit in on the editing process. And so I wanted to get this CD out there because we've had three academies and we haven't yet released any of these recordings. So that came out and features the students from 2014, 15, and 16. And then there are some solo works on there as well that I had recorded back in 2014, I think, that I wanted to get released. And I'll play one of those in a little bit.
Well, tell us what we're going to hear right now from this Marimba Dances disc.
So this is the final track from the CD, and we just recorded this summer at our academy in Utah, at Southern Utah University. And this is a new arrangement of a Bizet piece, the Farandole. It's got a very familiar piece, and it was arranged for marimba orchestra by one of our artists, Dan Crum, who lives in Des Moines and is a percussion teacher. So he arranged this for the marimba orchestra, and we always do a marimba orchestra at the end of our academy. So this particular orchestra, I believe, has about 12 players in it, and you'll hear it's all marimbas and one xylophone.
All right, let's hear that selection next. Music of Bizet as arranged by Daniel Crum from the L'Arlésien Suite No. 2, and you heard the Farandole. And that performance featured the Heartland Marimba Festival Academy Orchestra that appears on the Heartland Marimba Dances disc, which was created by Matthew Colley and the Heartland Marimba Festival. And you're listening to a live Performance Iowa broadcast coming to you from Studio One featuring Matthew Colley today. And Matthew, the Marimba Festival has a really cool season ahead. You've got an academy as well as a summer tour plan. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yes, we're very excited about 2017. Normally, I'll mention that our holiday tour will involve multiple players. This year, we had to make a choice to make it a solo tour so that we're really ready and able to execute 2017 as it should be. So in 2017, we're starting the Heartland Marimba Quartet, which will be an ensemble of four soloists, solo artists coming together and touring the nation. So we have a tour in March in Iowa and in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then that quartet will be our main faculty of our academy. And the academy is happening at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point in July. And then the quartet will also go on tour in early November. And that's looking like it's going to be in the area, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin. And then we also do a summer tour with the Heartland Marimba Collective, which is a kind of a fluid group of members, and it involves student apprentice members as well as professionals. And right now, it's looking to be a great tour, and that usually happens in June. For the month of June, we'll be in Coralville in residence at the West Music Recital Hall, and they're sponsoring us for a bit of the tour. And we will then go to Omaha and Chicago and Ames and Cedar Rapids. And then we're doing a two-week residency in the Cedar Valley. So in Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Waverly, LaPorte City, we'll be around for 2 weeks doing 7 concerts.
So how can folks find out more? Because you've got a lot of things going on.
Yes, we have a lot of initiatives. The website is always a great place, and we try to make it very clear on the website. You know, if you're interested in seeing an event, there's an event page. If you're interested in publications, there's publications, and so on and so forth. So you can always go to heartlandmarimbafestival.com and read up on us and find out more.
Now, you have a Bach work for us next. Tell us about that.
Yes, so it's one of my love of my life to perform Bach's music, and particularly music from the Well-Tempered Clavier, and particularly from Book 2. Book 2 is my favorite. I think Bach was, you know, he was older when he wrote it, I believe 20 years after he wrote the first book, and I feel that he takes a lot more chances in that. So this is the first prelude from Book 2 of the Well-Tempered Clavier. And I thought it was a nice, you know, kind of Christmassy sounding piece. So I added it to the Christmas tour. Thank you.
Matthew Cawley, founder and artistic director of the Heartland Marimba Festival, performing Bach's Prelude No. 1 from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2. And thank you, Matthew. That was lovely. This is Performance Iowa, and we're coming to you live from Studio 1. And Matthew, you are going to be presenting another one of the tour pieces that's also on your CD. Tell us about this next work.
So the next piece I'm going to play is a track that I included on the CD, and it's a well-known, also Bizet piece. So there are two Bizet pieces on the CD, and this is the Habanera from his opera Carmen. And I chose to play this on tour as well to kind of promote the CD and get the word out there about it.
It is a great piece. Of Bizet as arranged and performed by Matthew Cawley on marimba, and you heard the Habanera from Bizet's opera Carmen. We're coming to you live from Studio One here on IPR's our spot here on the UNI campus. And Matthew Cawley is the founder and artistic director of the Heartland Marimba Festival. And if you'd like to see a picture of Matthew, there is a picture on the front page of our website, so you can go to iowapublicradio.org and see a picture of him there. And you can make a pledge of support, too, while you happen to be there. But Matthew, you have brought this beautiful 8-foot marimba with you today. So give us some fun facts about this instrument and describe it a little bit. Plus, you have all these gorgeous percussion instruments as well.
So I brought a 5-octave marimba, and then I have, an octave and a third of handbell. Oh, sorry, no, octave and a half of handbells. They're desk bells and handbell combination, and then some cymbals and glass wind chimes for the holiday tour. So the marimba, as I said, is a 5-octave marimba, and it's, you know, I guess for a pianist, the lowest note is an octave and a third higher than the lowest note on the piano. And this size has become pretty standard for solo marimba players and contemporary music and chamber music. But the marimba, at least the ancestor to our classical concert marimba, is marimbas from Guatemala in Central America, most closely related. And some of their instruments are even larger, 6-octave instruments. And it's quite amazing. And the families will participate in building the instrument all together. So they do all the woodworking and all the tuning of the bars. And then they play it too together. And they sometimes will have more than one instrument. They'll have the largest marimba, which has about 3 people on that instrument. And then they'll have a smaller one with 1 or 2 people sharing that instrument for the traditional Central American marimba music. And that is how we got the marimba in the U.S. and in Europe and Asia, was that it came from Central America around the turn of the 20th century, and some families moved to North America, some very famous marimba families, and then percussion industry people such as J.C. Deegan and other percussion makers caught wind of that, and they started to take the instrument and work on it a little bit so that it could be louder and work on the tuning of the bars and kind of streamline the manufacturing so that we could utilize it in the concert hall. And that was around, you know, the, like I said, 1900, 1910. And then at about 1920s, 30s, and 40s, it really started to take off with a man named Claire Musser. And he lived in Chicago at the time. He's from Pennsylvania. I think he moved to Chicago to work with the Deegan Percussion Company and to teach at Northwestern. And he started to put together marimba orchestras that traveled. And so that's why we do one at our academy, is to kind of commemorate this history a little bit. It's a unique part of our history where many instruments, many marimbas, so the same instrument, come together to play arrangements. And so he would do this with 100, 150 people and 150 marimbas. And he toured, I think, Europe once and toured the U.S. a lot in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
That's a lot of marimbas.
That's a lot of marimbas. People came from all over. And he would even get, he would work with companies at the time, at first Deegan and then the Musser Company. He created the Musser Company that makes marimbas. And they would make signature instruments, commemorative instruments for the orchestra. So the orchestra members would pay $400 and they would get an instrument and a tour. And they would have their name engraved on the instrument. So somewhere there are 101 King George marimbas because they only made that many for the orchestra plus one for Musser. And then, so those are collector's items, and there's some other ones like the Canterbury marimba or the Century of Progress marimba, and they were all four of these traveling orchestras.
Well, you have some more holiday music for us, and you're going to play two or three holiday songs. So what are we going to hear next?
So the first one I'll play is Sleigh Ride, and this is a unique version of Sleigh Ride. It's in a different meter, so Sleigh Ride normally would be in a two or a four feel, and this is actually in a seven feel, 7/8. And so that will start with some little extra percussion sounds at the beginning, and then you'll hear the tune emerge from that. And then I'm going to do another arrangement by Nathan Daughtry of Away in a Manger. Thank you.
Wonderful holiday music as arranged and performed by Matthew Cawley this morning on marimba here at Studio One. We're coming to you live, and he is representing the Heartland Marimba Festival. He's also the founder of that festival. And I wish you could see him performing, because he's got his arms going out in 20 different directions. So how long does it take you to coordinate this? Are you naturally ambidextrous?
Well, I think whenever I have students ask me this question, I always start with, you know, the first thing that drew me to the instrument was the physicality of it. I was a percussionist, and I wanted to be a drummer, a rock and roll drummer, when I was young, at 10 years old. And then in high school, I saw a marimba solo player some point early in high school, and you know, I was already playing like xylophone and all the other percussion instruments, but I had never seen anyone do four mallets on a solo on the marimba. And the physicality plus the sound really drew me to it. And then I was kind of hooked from there on. So, and I have studied dance in the past as well. And so I think a lot of that, I just have a natural inclination, maybe we'll say, to that kind of thing. So I tend to choose repertoire as well that keeps me pretty busy in terms of footwork behind the instrument and wingspan, as well as adding the other percussion instrument that just takes it to the next level with reaching things and making sure you hit all the right places.
Well, Matthew is very tall and he has very long arms, so I'm sure that helps in these performances.
Yeah, and I, you know, I always kind of joke about when people ask, well, wouldn't you rather have played the piccolo or something? You know, whenever I'm moving in or tearing down tons of instruments and things like that. I'm like, no, not really. I mean, I think I would get bored. A big part of playing was the variety and what we get to play as percussionists. And if you watch a percussion section in an orchestra or a band, you can see them kind of moving around a lot and changing instruments a lot. And I was always very drawn to that.
Well, your instrument is gorgeous, the wood with the resonators and everything, and it's gigantic. So I'm amazed you got it up on the elevator, quite honestly. Well, tell us about this next piece that you're going to play for us. And this is part of a holiday tour that you took, I believe, in 2015.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So this is a live recording of our tour last holiday season. And this is with three players. And as I said, normally we would have a chamber ensemble for any of our tours. The Heartland Festival is about advancing at least the instrument in terms for the community and for the artists. Like, we are about making more opportunities for artists. And so one way we do that is scheduling lots of tours with chamber music, chamber ensembles. And so this is the Christmas Fantasy. It's an organ piece originally by someone named W.T. Best. And I, you know, I think this was just a find on, you know, the internet. Like, I was searching for, I think, particularly organ music, because typically there'll be three staves of music, treble, bass, and then the pedal. And I thought, well, that would be great for us because we have three players and we can easily split it up. But then, you know, you have to kind of juggle the fact that organists have 10 fingers and 2 feet. And so you have to figure out how to split it all up. But so this is originally an organ Christmas Fantasy and performed by three marimba players.
Christmas Fantasy by W.T. Best, as arranged by the Heartland Marimba Festival and recorded on their 2015 holiday concert tour. And that sounds like it was so much fun. You're listening to a live Iowa Performance Iowa broadcast coming to you from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, featuring Matthew Colley, the founder of the Heartland Marimba Festival. And there is a Marimba Festival summer season ahead where you're going to have 7 concerts in 2 weeks. And where are these concerts going to be and what's on the agenda? I think you mentioned this a little bit earlier.
Yes, so this will be in June primarily, and this will be the Heartland Marimba Collective. So it'll be some student apprentice members, advanced players, and then some professional players. And so we have dates in Coralville in early June, Omaha, Ames, Cedar Rapids, confirmed. We're working on several other cities. And then we have 2 weeks in the Cedar Valley, and there'll be 2 concerts in Cedar Falls, 2 concerts in Waterloo, 1 in Waverly, Independence, and LaPorte City. And that's at the end of June. So, and all of that is on our website, I believe. Yes, all the confirmed dates are on our website.
Now, you mentioned when you were talking before about when you were 10 and how you were drawn to the sound of the marimba. And it is a very special sound. Describe it a little bit. The overtones are fabulous.
Yes, it's really unique sound in that it is coming from solely from an organic material. And so this rosewood is a hardwood from Central America, and it has a great resonance. And that resonance and vibration of the wood when you strike it, combined with the air going down the tube and back out of the resonator, the resonators are tuned to the same pitch, you get this really fabulous sound, almost kind of from an otherworldly sound, but very steeped in nature. I always feel a real connection with nature when performing on the instrument or listening to the instrument. And it's hard to describe, but there's an attack of the sound, and then sort of very immediately after you get this rush of resonance. And it depends on the range too. The smaller, higher notes, of course, don't resonate as much, but then the middle to lower tenor range is probably the best range of the marimba in terms of resonance. And then the low bass range is really beautiful too. And we were just commenting with Phil, the sound engineer, about how the bass sound in here is really magnificent.
Well, you have another holiday favorite tucked in your Santa bag. So tell us about that work and perform it for us.
So the next piece that I'm going to unwrap for you is Jingle Bell Rock. And so this is also a new arrangement, like the Frosty the Snowman that we opened the show with. And I took these both of these pieces I arranged from handbell choir music. And so I've also incorporated the little desk bells within these pieces. So this is Jingle Bell Rock.
Matthew, thank you. So that was so much fun. That performance featured Matthew Colle on marimba, and he's going to be continuing his Heartland Marimba Festival performances this coming Saturday at the Dubuque Museum of Art at 1 p.m. and a week from tonight, Monday, December 12th at 6 p.m. at the Cedar Rapids Public Library. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus. And just ahead on IPR Classical this afternoon, we're heading to more music presented by Iowa Public Radio's Barney Sherman, so be sure to stay with us. And program thanks for today's Heartland Marimba Festival Holiday Spectacular Sampler goes to director and founder, Dr. Matthew Colle. Thank you so much, Matthew. It's been great having you here today.
My pleasure, Jacqueline. It's been wonderful.
Well, Iowa Public Radio thanks also goes to our engineer today, Phil Moss, our technical producer. And also thanks goes to IPR's Tony Daner and our student assistant, Rachel Berenger. And thanks also to IPR's music director, Al Scherz. And thanks to our studio audience and our radio audience for joining us today for Performance Iowa. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and it's been such a great honor of having the founder and artistic director of the Heartland Marimba Festival with us today, Matthew Colley. And he presented selections from their holiday tour. There's still two chances to hear it. So we hope that you will take the opportunity to go and listen to him perform live in your own backyard. Well, thanks for listening. And we're closing the hour now with the Heartland Marimba Festival from their 2015 holiday concert, the Russian dance Trepak from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. Thanks for listening.